Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter Interior Paint is a paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter Paint and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter Interior Paint is a paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter Paint and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, it's Tony Bruschi. When you're not enjoying our haunting episodes of The Grave Talks, I invite you to check out our true crime and disaster podcast, Dark Side of Wikipedia, with new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. Just search Dark Side of Wikipedia wherever you download podcasts. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of a recent episode of Dark Side of Wikipedia. Today on The Dark Side of, an Amish man arrested after 25 pounds of marijuana, guns, and cash were allegedly found in his home. A Montana man gets 20 years for cutting dad's throat with an electric knife, just in time for Thanksgiving on that. And fortune teller arrested after woman pays $50,000 to get rid of parasites and a curse. All that and more today on The Dark Side of.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is The Dark Side of.
That it is. And welcome to the program. If you like the show, please press subscribe wherever you are listening to the show. Leave us a review there on Apple Podcasts. And if you really want to support the show, become a supporter of us through Patreon. Just go to patreon.com and search Dark Side of, or to get to the app and do it there, or go to darksidepod.com and sign up. $5 a month gets you access to all of our final chapters, all of our extra content, advanced episodes of the show, all of it ad free. You become a Dark Sider by signing up, again, darksidepod.com, or just go to Patreon and search Dark Side of. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
I have so many questions.
About what the
so
headlines?
So many questions.
What's going on in this world?
Well, about parasites. And like, I have parasites. How much to get rid of them?
Parasites and
$50,000.
A curse.
No, it was probably, I have parasites. How much to get rid of them? Oh, I'll get rid of parasites for $1,000. I think I have a curse too. Well, that'll cost you $49,000.
I'm really curious to hear this story, because what I wonder is, what is wrong if someone's going to do that and someone pays that money? Isn't that just kind of like, as long as you're not taking advantage of a disabled human being, and this is all free will and people are doing this by choice, you know, if one is believing that they are having these powers, I mean, how, you can't prove in court that the person does or does not have it. I mean, other than assuming that none of it exists, which is probably what would be by the legal system. But if the person, what if they both believe this? I don't know.
Jesus, like in the world we live in now, you can't even prove that a president was elected.
Well, exactly. And it's like, I don't know how this.
any election that just happened, it's like, oh, right.
I know.
You're really the county commissioner, wink, wink.
This is, yeah, you know, we're in a world where facts do not matter anymore.
So
yeah,
if I say I have, my guess is the person's like, I think you have parasites. And then that's gross. Mm-hmm. Who wants to have parasites? And then it's like, but I can get rid of them for you.
Yeah.
How much? I mean, this is a job opportunity. But, you know, people get scammed all the time. And I think it's
finding
the people, number one.
Yeah. Number one, you're getting scammed if you're paying anything for someone to do something like that. People with any sort of ability or that is believes they do and are practicing legitimately don't charge for things like that of trying to help someone. It's a curse spiritually, whatever it may be. You're never going to be charged from a legitimate person in that world. If they're charging, you got something that's not legitimate. So, but again,
if you have parasites, I would start with the doctor.
Yeah. Yeah. Start there.
Now that could still cost you $50,000.
That's true.
Maybe this whole thing happened at the hospital.
Yeah.
And it should be on NPR when they do their crazy ass medical bill of the week. That isn't what they call it. It's NPR.
Oh my God.
They do a feature like that.
Is there ever, you know, like sometimes in hospitals, there's like kind of the spaces that people will rent out, like, you know, it's a, like a private gift shop, you know, like a flower stand, Starbucks, you know, those sort of things. What could you, this just sounds horrible, but could you imagine the amount of money that one would make if they opened up like a fortune telling kiosk in the hospital? Holy shit. It'd be, I mean, I would only say, you know, if you, I believe the psychic that's doing it, you know, is legit. Okay. But anybody, I mean, you could have the biggest Yahoo in there and oh my God, but how that thing would have a line down the hall.
Well, now it's made me think like maybe you could do one. It's like, hey, we have direct contact, direct line to Jesus. So our prayers get there faster.
Oh, my God. I mean, that would be then challenged in court. Like, you can't prove it. Like, no, it's just, although could you argue it? If you set it up as like a religious group, it's like, this is what we believe. You can't tell me, you know. I don't know. It's horrible. But I would think that
we don't get COVID shots. And we have a direct line to Jesus, and that's what we believe in.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have a kiosk at the Our Lady of Grace Hospital. And for $49.99, we will give you a 5-minute reading. If you want another 5 minutes, that's another 100. We're right next to the Pizza Hut Express at Our Lady of Grace,
which is right outside the hospital cafeteria.
Yes. I mean, yeah.
Oh, I think you're onto something. We always come up with these great ideas.
Yes.
And one of these days, we're just going to stumble upon this great idea in the universe and we'll be like, we thought of that, man.
Yeah, we're going to walk, like, oh my God, who, like, where'd you come for this idea for this kiosk for psychic stuff at the hospital? Listen to this podcast, man. And I was like, dude, that's it. That's the thing for me. So I came out of my mom's basement and I said, Ma, she's like, shut up. I'm watching reruns of Moonlighting. I said,
and then
Ma,
Judge Judy's new show's coming on.
Hang on. Cybill Shepherd and Bruce Willis are about to do it. Ma, stop looking at the TV like that. Oh my God, this is great. What's that vibrating sound, Ma? Go away. Go away. Ma. I found my calling in life. I found my calling. Mall kiosk. Or hospital kiosk psychic. That's how that would go.
And Mom's like, that's fine. That's fine. Just shut the door on your way out.
I just love that Bruce Willis.
He's so handsome.
That Cybill is such a tease.
I don't always like men with little hair, but I like him.
Cybill.
Kind of jealous of her.
Some walk by night, some fly by day. All right, let's go to the Amish man that was arrested.
Oh, I can't wait for this one.
That's a great mugshot too. Amish man arrested after 25 pounds of marijuana. Bravo. That's a lot. Guns and cash allegedly found in his home. Okay. Lawrence County, Tennessee. This is we're seeing this story from a True Crime Daily. A 33-year-old Amish man was taken into custody this week after authorities searched his home and allegedly discovered a large amount of drugs and guns. According to WHNT-TV, Lawrence County Sheriff's Department deputies executed a search warrant at Chris Appleby's residence on Denson Road in North Lawrence County. During the search, deputies allegedly found approximately 25 pounds of marijuana, as well as guns and cash. A photo provided by the Lawrence County Sheriff's Department to WHNT shows marijuana in buckets, jars, plastic baggies, at least 10 firearms, and a wad of $100 bills. Appleby was reportedly arrested and transported to the Lawrence County Jail without incident. Lawrenceburg now reports the drugs were discovered in two separate buildings on Appleby's property. According to the city of Lawrenceburg's website, there are approximately 100 Amish families in Lawrence County. So is this like where we're going to find out like the street weed comes from? It's been the Amish all this time.
Oh, my God. I don't know, but I saw that TV show with those kids who left the Amish community and they were kind of crazy. So
what was that?
What was the name of it? It was on like TLC or something for a long time. It was very interesting. Yeah. And a lot of those kids, like in all seriousness, they kind of get pushed out of their communities.
Yeah.
But this guy, they're probably like, he keeps getting a new horse and a new buggy. Where does he get all the money?
And he's like rolling down the street, just like kind of like slapping out $100, making it rain.
Right. He's got weed, but he doesn't have electricity.
Sarah, come over here. I want to make it rain on you. There you go. What am
Jump
I supposed
in my
to do?
Buggy.
Come in the buggy and I'll show you. Making it rain. I don't know what that access is.
But if you were Amish, that would be like the last person they would look for. Like, I'd like to know how he got busted.
Fuck, you could do yeah. That's
like
really,
somebody had to have, like, really obviously he's selling weed.
That is a great cover for anything. Be Amish. Brilliant. You know?
And you just got to get up and go to church and do your things.
What would happen if you just, like, bought some land like next to an Amish community and just started living like the Amish, but you don't communicate with any of them? You're just kind of there. Would they come over and say, hey?
I think they would at the beginning. I think they're pretty friendly.
But what if you're like, you know, nothing about it? You just want to live that way. but you don't want to do anything religious, or you just enjoy the style.
It'd be like, Tony, we've got a barn building thing coming up on Saturday. We want you to come help. And you're like, no, I'm not going to do that.
I can't do that shit.
I don't raise no barns. And Carol, we're doing a baked goods sale. We want your help. I'm like, I don't bake. That would blow my cover right there. What? You don't bake. Now, I'll wear the bonnet. I'll do all this shit, but I'm not baking.
You're just doing it just to fit in. You're going to live basically your life normally, but it's no one's going to see that because when you're outside, you're presenting this front.
But the bonnet, I'd be down because I'd be like, it doesn't matter if you're having a bad hair day. Just put on the bonnet.
Yeah. There you go.
But, you know, I don't know. It just seems like, there's lots of people going in and out of Jedediah's house lately. wonder what's up. He seems to have a lot of friends who aren't Amish.
Yeah.
By the way they dress, we can tell. And they're driving cars. It seems suspicious. Well, he wasn't at the barn raising the other night.
Yeah.
And his wife hasn't been doing any of our bag sales.
Yeah.
So obviously he's selling some weed. That's a pretty big jump. I mean,
it is quite a jump.
But the people you're awesome. Selling the weed to probably aren't coming to get it in their horse and buggy. Like, you'd have to.
What if the Amish just started selling weed brownies? I mean, that would be amazing.
Oh, God. They would be the most delicious. weed brownies you've ever had.
The Amish opening
they can
up,
bake.
Opening up a complete store that, like, it's a dispensary, but it's all Amish made weed infused.
Oh my God, like weed infused cinnamon rolls. Everything. And shit like that.
Everything. Mm.
Oh my God, another great business idea.
If any Amish are listening tonight to the program, highly, highly recommend it. I think that'd be an interesting store.
I need to know eventually. We got to keep up with this story. Like, there's some more info that goes behind this that we need to know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A Montana man gets 20 years for cutting dad's throat with electric knife. Now, when I think electric knife, I'm thinking it's time to carve the turkey, Clark. That's the preview. If you want to hear the full episode, be sure to subscribe to Dark Side of Wikipedia wherever you download podcasts and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday.